other morning, I was hanging around in my house. Said you never pegged me for a scumbag before. Said you didn't ever want to see me anymore. And I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just want to live till I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. Like I went on TV and tore up a picture of the Pope, like Sonny O'Connor did that time. Remember that time? I know I get wild, I know I get drunk. Ain't like I've got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a no good punk, and I still don't know why.
He's
shows up at some show in like Montana or something, tells me he came in his own plane. So I think, I'm gonna go on the fucking plane, so he says he'll take me to my next show. This is true. I don't always like playing when he's there. The next show I go out there and I play the first song, and before I can even get a few lines into it, somebody yells, "Free Bird!" Nobody else is saying shit, so you can really hear it. I just ignored it. But he yelled it like 6 or 7 times, the song, you know. So as I was playing, I was thinking, what am I gonna do here? When the song got over, I said to the guy, "That's my closer, man. I'll play it, but I usually play it last." All right, that's the best I could think of. Yelled it again, right? And I was like trying to, you can't lose your temper when you're doing this. It just doesn't work. But I was starting to get into fight or flight. And I said, "Come on, man. I'm just asking you. Don't keep yelling that." And I start the next song. He yells it again a couple times. In the middle of the song, I say, "Hey, man, if you don't stop doing that, I'm going to leave. I don't give a shit enough about anything to stay here. Listen to that shit." So he yells it again. When the song gets over, I leave. And everybody boos. Loud, really loud. And George, addicted to amusement Bodecker, comes back in the dress room and says, "That was the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen." Man, Mark Amuse. He said, "You've got the coolest job I've ever seen." I said, "I'm not so sure I do still have that job." "Do you need anybody to help poke holes in them sandals?" And then he says, "Can I try?" And I didn't even know what he meant. But my role in his life is to say, "Of course you can fucking try. I'm sure you could have tried." I didn't even know what he was gonna do. He goes out on stage, and into the microphone, he says, "Todd's not coming back because of all y'all." And boom. He sat there and soaked it in, and then boom. He came back and said, "That was the coolest thing I've ever done." I said, "You are a hard man to amuse." We start driving off to his plane, and he says, "Hey man, why did you run out of there anyway?" I said, "Are you kidding me? That guy kept yelling Freebird." He said, "That was me, man."